Greetings to you all, brothers and sisters in Christ, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. First of all, I would like to thank the Almighty God for His grace and mercy. And also, I want to thank your pastor, Reverend Dr. Paul Ferguson, and the session for inviting me to share testimonies of my salvation experience and my call to full-time ministry. First of all, I would like to start off my family and the church. And then I will share about my salvation experience. And the final part, I will share of my calling to full-time ministry. And let me begin with my family and the church. Now, I thank the Lord for blessings with a wonderful Christian home. I thank God for His preservation and provision of a Christian home, a wife that supports me, Doris, and blessed with two children, our daughter, Elisa, and our son, Benjamin. Elisa is 29 years old now and married, and my son-in-law is pursuing a PhD in the nanotechnology at the NTU, Nanyang Technological Institute, University. Now, Elisa, she works as an elite educator, and she takes care of the special needs students in a secondary school. And Benjamin is 26 years old, and my son studies linguistics in Nanyang Technological University. And God willing, he will graduate in July this year. Both my wife and sons, they are not here today with me because they are involved in the choir practice in preparations for our next Sunday's the church 27th Thanksgiving anniversary. That's why they are not here. But all are welcome to our church. Now, I'm currently attending Berean Bible Presbyterian Church, and I praise the Lord for how He has led my family to serve Him at Berean BP Church. And I graduate with a Bachelor in Theology from a Far Eastern Bible College on the Lord's Day, May 8th in 2011. And on 26 October 2014, Doris and I transferred our membership from New Life Bible Presbyterian Church to Berean BP Church. Now, I thank God for the privilege for guiding my family and me to serve in Berean BP Church. And we are now worshipping at 28 Pertaint Road, close to Farrer Park or MRT. And Berean BP Church is a reform and a fundamental church, and we follow to the Westminster Confession of Faith with the Word of God as our final authority in all things. And pleasantly, I'm serving as a Chinese preacher in the Chinese ministry. And I'm leading mostly the elderly congregation. Beginning, I found myself struggling to understand and lead them, especially to faithfully follow Christ. But thank God, who gives me wisdom and encouragement to relate them with His Word. And so every Sunday worship, I conduct a course on Chinese basic Bible knowledge. And we pray that they will grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, Paul instructs young Timothy on how to relate to an elderly congregation. And he writes in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, he says that, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and in purity." Now, my son first came to Berean BP Church 11 years ago. And after a few months, he joined Berean as a member.
And he is the church custodian. He's responsible for keeping the church clean and tidy between events, services, and various church activities. As for Doris and I, we left New Life VP Church 5 years ago after 27 years in the church and joined Berean VP Church for a new ministry area. And so we want to praise God for the warm fellowship of my pastor and the brethren in Berean who had so lovingly welcomed us. And I'm also serving as a deacon in the session. And my pastor is Reverend Tan Kien Seng. Right? Now, but besides serving full-time in the church, and in my spare time, I help out in the prison ministry and as a volunteer prison prisoner spiritual counselor in the Changi prisons. And my work involved to a Chinese cell group of about 15 to 20 inmates, and I will conduct Chinese Bible studies with them. Now, the churches have been an added blessing and a source of encouragement and comfort to our family. I lost my beloved brother and father to cancer in 1997 and 2003, respectively. And those were difficult times in our lives, but the church has stood with us all these times. And thank God for my parents' salvation. And my mother worshipped in a Baptist church. My father was baptized in the hospital before he was taken home to glory. And I thank the Lord for granting me the wisdom, strength, and the courage to take this step of faith. Step of faith, trusting the Lord to lead and guide me. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. And it is my earnest prayer that I will be able to continue in the joyful service to the Lord and here in Berean, and all glory be unto God. Now, I will now touch on my salvation. I trusted the Lord when I was in secondary school. And as a young boy, I did not know anything about Jesus Christ. My parents were then not educated, and therefore they did not know that there is this Almighty God. And so they pray and worship idols in the temple. And I prayed and worshipped along just like them as a young boy. In school, through the history lessons, I was told the story of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he lived 2,000 years ago in the land of Israel. And he was despised by the Jews, and later they crucified him on the cross. And my history book said that he died, buried, and his body disappeared from the tomb. And his disciples spread the news of his miraculous disappearance, and the religion on Christianity was born. And so at that age, at 14, I began to search for Christianity. And one day I saw in the Straits Times of an advertisement about knowing Christ by correspondence through a Christian Bible Institute at Petaling Jaya. Now, Petaling Jaya is a popular city town which is located very near to Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia. Now, out of curiosity, I cut out the newspaper, I wrote letters to find out more about Christianity. Gradually, I came to know Christ, and I learned that Jesus was crucified, died, buried, and rose from the dead according to the scripture. Now, what is the gospel? The Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 4, Now, if you have your Bible, maybe you'd like to turn to it. And here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 to 4, the Apostle Paul explains what is gospel. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain." Verse 3, "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." I responded to the appeal to accept Christ as my personal Savior. And not too long later, a classmate shared the gospel with me during the school recess time. And from there on, I was confirmed that I have believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. My classmate introduced me to a Christian grouping in my secondary school, and attending Bible lessons further enlightened my Christianity. And my classmates later invited me to her church to attend a worship service. The church is Jesus Saves Mission. And the church was very near to my house. And one Sunday morning, the pastor preached on Christ's death. I learned that he died on the cross for my sins. And when he referred to the verse, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, he says, "The love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead." And 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 14, later became my life verse. And when John 3:16, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish, but have everlasting life," was preached on the pulpit. I cannot hold back from Christ, but I went forward to accept him during the altar call. I was saved by the gospel. The gospel is the good news of God to sinners and to them who believe that they are saved. All of us are heading towards a direction of no return, and that is death. No man can escape this duality. People through the ages had come and gone. All died the death. But is that the end of man? No. According to Scriptures, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3 and 4, that says that man has the victory over death. It says, "For I delivered unto you, first of all, that which I also received, and how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." So the victory over death is through Christ only. And Christ crucified and resurrected. And that is the good news of the forgiveness of sins and eternal life for those who will put their trust in him. And the Lord Christ is our resurrection. And without Christ, all men are heading to one place, and that's death. But in Christ, we have the blessed hope. We have the blessed hope. So the decision for Christ is now. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, and you shall be saved. Without Christ, we will die in our sins. And I believe Jesus died, and buried, and rose again for me. And do you believe that Jesus died, buried, and rose again for you? I never forget the experience of the Friday afternoons Bible studies in the playground of my house downstairs. The Bible studies was conducted by one of the BS leaders who led me to explore the scriptures more intensively. And in the beginning, I did not understand all that he said. But I was patient to listen and ask questions when I have difficulties in understanding the scriptures. My friend persuaded me to buy a King James Bible, costing $4, $4 from the church, and so that I could read his word. I joined the youth fellowship, I attended the Sunday school and prayer meetings, and I also went with them for evangelism in hospitals and then door-to-door visits. So the joy of having Christ in my life remains until today. During those days, I remember that I often had to sneak out and quickly come back home after the service. And after some time, I was baptized on 17 April 1981 on an Easter day. And before all this had happened, I kept all this from my parents in the dark because for the fear of my parents' rejection. However, when I told them of my baptism, my mother was touched. You see, like most migrants, my maternal grandfather, that's my mother's father, came from a village in Suatau, China. And he migrated to Singapore, maybe for economic reasons. Back then, he told my mom that he had heard about Christianity. He had heard about Christianity in Suatau. And he told my mother that he had no objection to Christianity. And hence after that, I did not face any objection from my parents for attending church on every Sunday. And I even brought all my sisters and brothers to church. Though I didn't face any persecutions from my parents, however, persecutions had occurred within me. I struggled to fight my sins. I know I was a sinner saved by grace. I fought hard within myself, between my old self and my new self. But I could not give up my old ways. I did not have a peaceful mind. See, there was a struggling. And when later I came to know about the different denominations in the various churches, confusions and frustrations affected me. And so I sought help from the brothers in the church, but none satisfied me with an answer. And when the church was closed for some other reasons, many things happened and complicated the things around me, and soon I became backslided. And though the church was closed, the church allocated me to many places of worshipping. I began to excuse from attending to church. Soon I had left the church to pursue my old life in the material world, because I was tempted by the worldly things, which I thought that, you know, that would make me comfortable in life. And so for some years, I stay away from church, and I continued to backslide for about 3 years. However, the Holy Spirit inside me prompted me to go to church. And so there was a strong desire within me to go back to Him. And so when I shifted to Yishun New Town, we were staying at my person. And so when we shifted to Yishun New Town, I began to find another church to worship. And so after attending many churches, none of them suited me. And I first attended Sembawang BP Church, which I got it from the telephone directory. Finding the place was too far, And then I founded New Life BP Church, which was near to my house. And there was a deacon by the name of Deacon Chong Fok Chan, welcomed me with warmest heart. And I attended New Life BP Church because I knew there was directions from God to go and serve. And so after my marriage with Doris, we went to New Life together for worship. And the day came when our daughter Elisa was born that I decided to join the church as a member. I have also the desire to baptize her for the infant baptism. And 3 years later, the Lord blessed us with a son, Benjamin. And so for the coming years, I also pray that I can serve in the church ministry. And I pray this: when I'm called, I shall serve thee wholeheartedly. I was 27 when my wife and I started to worship New Life BP Church. And many at the church have watched our family grow. And now I come to my final part, calling to full-time ministry. I work in the logistics department before I was called to full-time ministry. And my responsibilities were planning and managing logistics, warehouse, shipping and transportation. And during those years, I struggled with the sins in the soul. But thank God for the victory. I knew always that the Lord was with me. I felt His leading and guiding through all my difficulties and afflictions. And I know my limitations in every respect, but I desire to be used as an instrument to bring others to Christ. I have been working for 23 years. So as the years roll on, my Christian principles help me to gain promotion in rank and the respect of my bosses and colleagues. However, I felt a tugging in my soul. I served in the Boys Brigade Company as a captain when I was in New Life, because it was a ministry in a New Life BP Church. And this ministry was established to reach out to the boys in the school, not only to provide leadership for this co-curricular activity, but also to conduct a Christian education. Thus, we teach the person and the life of the Lord Jesus Christ to the boys. And our prayer is that every boy who leaves the company after his secondary school education will have known Jesus as his Savior. And so besides the weekly activities of drill, Christian education, citizenship, and games, the boys also visit welfare homes to do community work. Now, when the boys' brigade moved the regular Saturday's parade to Wednesday, to one of the weekdays on Wednesday, I felt the need to serve full-time as an officer. So it was then that I started to consider the implication of the tugging. I realized that it is God's call to full-time. When I was helping in the youth fellowship, I saw the need of the young people. I remembered when I was sharing what is God's will for me with the youth on 18 June 2005. I was quite sure that God was calling me to serve full-time. And about this time, I was facing an uphill task on my work. Though I liked my job in the logistics department and was happy working with the firm, but there were problems in many areas. There were many problems. And I began to feel unsettled at work. I was at the crossroad of my life. I knew that I must not let unsettled work to mix up with my changing of the job to work full-time in the church. But then, one night, I woke up from sleeping thinking of three persons. The first appeared to be a brother in Christ in our church, in the church. The second appeared to be an officer of the boys' brigade. And the third person appeared to be a colleague in my company. I realized the need to reach out to them and preach the word of God. And so on the 5th of July 2006 morning, I remember very clear, on this day, before I began work, I knelt down and prayed to the Almighty God at one quiet corner of my company's warehouse, because I was in charge of the warehouse. So there was nobody. And so went to one of the corner there and I kneeled down. My eyes were moist and tears came down and I cried out. And I said, "Here am I, send me." Isaiah chapter 6 verse 8. That says, he says that, "Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? Then say I, here am I, send me." Thereon, I knew my calling was real. I thank the Lord for his leading, guidance and grace of salvation. And one day, a church member who approached me and asked me whether I wanted to study God's Word part-time in Far Eastern Bible College. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 15 says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." I enrolled for the part-time evening course. It was the study on the life of Christ at FEBC that convicted me to come and follow him in full-time ministry. The college had taught me that all scriptures is given by the inspiration of God in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16. And in the course, I got to know the doctrines in the perfect preservations of God's word in Psalm chapter 12 verse 6 to 7. I thank and praise the Lord for his grace and mercy upon me in guiding me to study his word at the Far Eastern Bible College. And also want to thank the Lord for helping me even to complete my studies and then opening a way for me to serve him in his vineyard. So I know that my Lord has been taking control of my life and I find strength in Jesus, who is my rock and savior. And Jesus says in Matthew chapter 16 verse 24, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me." I will take his cross and follow him. Amen. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty, eternal, loving Father in heaven, and how we want to thank thee for thy grace, mercies and goodness. And we want to praise and thank thee for giving us eternal salvation so rich and free. Thou hast sent thy begotten Son on earth to die on the cross at Calvary for the remission of our sins. And we ask for thy forgiveness and thy precious blood cleanse us from all our unrighteousness. And I want to specially to pray among us who are still outside of Christ and have still not received Jesus. May I pray that thy Holy Spirit will touch such a one that he or she will be saved and to believe him as his or her Lord and Savior in their lives. And we pray and with thanksgiving in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.